From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. More than 120 people are in federal custody following one of the largest mafia crackdowns in FBI history. Attorney General Eric Holder said today in New York City, the defendants include senior-level members of the Colombo and Gambino crime families and a reputed former boss of organized crime in New England.
The reality is that our battle against organized crime enterprises is far from over. This is an ongoing effort, and it must and will remain a top priority for all of us in law enforcement.
Holder says the charges stem from crimes allegedly committed over a span of decades. In Haiti, ex-president for life Jean-Claude Duvalier says he has no desire to return to politics. NPR's Jason Beaubien reports from Port-au-Prince that Duvalier's unexpected return from exile this week has upstaged a controversial presidential election.
In his first official statement since returning from exile, Jean-Claude Duvalier says he has no presidential ambitions. I formally deny all political statements, vague or otherwise, that are attributed to me, the former strongman known as Baby Doc said in a press release. He also said his former ambassador to France, Henry Robert Sterlin, is not his spokesman. Duvalier and his father, François Papadoc Duvalier, presided for 3 decades over one of the most brutal dictatorships in Haitian history. Baby Doc fled into exile in 1986. Duvalier returned as Haiti waits for the National Electoral Commission to declare who will be in the final round of the disputed presidential election. Jason Beaubien, NPR News, Port-au-Prince.
And on to the U.S. economy, there's some better-than-expected news on the nation's housing market today. As NPR's Chris Arnold tells us, the National Association of Realtors says sales of existing homes jumped 12% in December.
The housing market has been bouncing along the bottom for the past year. So this latest home sales report creates some hope that maybe housing is finally getting ready to recover. Mark Zandi is chief economist with Moody's Analytics.
Yeah, very positive number. I think it indicates that home sales are off bottom. It's going to be a long road back from a very deep hole, but this is indicative of a housing market that I think is finally making its way forward.
Some analysts said a rise in interest rates might have encouraged some homeowners to buy now in case rates go even higher. Zandi says, though, while sales are picking up, most measures out there show that home prices remain flat at best. He does not expect prices to rise much this year. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
New unemployment claims are down again. Labor Department says 37,000 fewer people put in for jobless insurance last week, pushing down the overall unemployment tally for that period to a seasonally adjusted 404,000, but still seeing red on Wall Street. The Dow's down 40 points. This is NPR. The UN's weather agency says 2010 tied 2005 and 1998 for the warmest year on record, and that this past decade has been the warmest yet since records began in 1854. The head of the World Meteorological Organization announced today that the findings, quote, confirm the Earth's significant long-term warming trend. It was 50 years ago today that John F. Kennedy was inaugurated president. NPR's Giles Snyder reports congressional leaders are hosting a tribute today.
The tribute to a now familiar call to service is being held in the Capitol Rotunda.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country.
The 14-minute speech Kennedy delivered 50 years ago was one of the most famous in American history. It inspired many Americans to join organizations such as the Peace Corps. Besides the tribute at the Capitol, President Obama is due to speak later this evening at the Kennedy Center. Giles Snyder, NPR News, Washington.
Chinese President Hu Jintao is facing his most critical audience yet since he arrived in Washington earlier this week. Who's meeting with members of Congress, some of whom are very critical of the Chinese government. And this hour, he was also due to address business leaders, many of whom accuse China of undervaluing its currency to maintain a big trade advantage at the expense of the U.S. economy. President Hu's schedule also includes a visit to President Obama's hometown of Chicago. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.